What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo, and welcome to your voice-note review of Chelsea 6, Middlesbrough 1, a game where I had very little confidence. Tom was, you know, start shagging away, and he's going to enjoy this one.
Hi, Chelsea.
Because we got the result that we needed. Chelsea through to Wembley, a short commute for me, a fantastic game. Cole Palmer making up for his mistakes in the first leg, which the lads are going to touch on. There's some shagging. There's so much more to come in this voice note review. But as it is, Stamford Bridge's fountain after a fantastic, affluent and clinical display by Chelsea Football Club. Great play, constant pressure and great, great finishing. We move on, heading to Wembley, and I'll hand you over to the boys. Here we go into the voice note review. Ta-da!
Well, hey, that was much more like it, lads. Much more like it. Big win, actually. Very comfortable. Obviously, Middlesbrough gave us, well, at least 3 goals, I think it's fair to say. And it was nearly a couple more as well. They were not at the races at all. But that's solely, I think, to do with the way we played today. As I said in the preview, got to be intense. We were intense. It's exactly what we were. We played the right team. We played a left-back at left-back, a right-back at right-back. And we played no Conor Gallagher. He came on at the exact right time to shut the game out. But the man who really did redeem himself, as Louis said, was Cole Palmer, who had an excellent game as per usual. He didn't get flustered by that poor performance in the first leg when he, you know, scored his penalty against Fulham. But today, exceptional, all over the place. You know, 2 goals, 1 gifted to him, 1 a nice finish. Perfect performance once again. A brace, man of the match. What more do you want to say about him? We've spoken about him a lot, but he is just exceptional. And once again, in a performance where you could talk about a lot of players, he had my whole attention the whole game. And got to talk about him. But what a win. And we can move on to Wembley. Let's go.
And thank you, Mr. Benaventi, there with the sound of the madness playing behind him. Chelsea Football Club score 6 goals for the first time since, hang on a sec, let me pull this up, where was it, for the first time since we beat 10 men Norwich in October 2021. Now, we're not counting the Florida Cup game against McElhenney's Mongs in Florida, but for the first time in just over, 2.5 years, and I know it's against a Middlesbrough team where they've basically pulled the chef out of the Riverside and said, here you go, lads, here's some boots, here's some socks, you're playing centre-back tonight. But we managed to score 6 goals past them. 6. You know, for a side that couldn't put a ball in the net for the last 2 years, seeing 6 against, I know it's not good opposition, I know that, but seeing 6 goals from a blue team at Stamford Bridge, you know, that's a good feeling. I think we're on the up, boys. Up to Chelsea.